Okay, we're up to Perek on Tes Zayin, Pasuk Lamed Zayin. Again, Perek Tes Zayin, Lamed Zayin. We are in the middle of a topic. The topic here is Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu over here is describing in very great detail the extreme degree of Zinus that Klal Yisrael was guilty of. We were not satisfied.
No. Hello. Those are not...
On the bottom.
Okay.
They put them out on the table.
Except for these three.
So many people, wow. Okay, so we're discussing over here the extreme degree of Arayos. The extreme degree that Klal Yisrael was Nichshol in Gilui Arayos, which means they consorted, they had relations with their neighbors, with meaning the nations, with Egypt, with the Canaanim, with the Kastim, with Ashur. I think we totally listed in total four nations, Canaan, Ashur, Kastim, and Mitzrayim. These are the four nations that were listed and we described in graphic terms how they opened up their legs wide, and they did everything they possibly can do to be nichshol in this Avera. And the Psalm go on further to say that you did this not yihil lehepach. This is an expression which we find in other places in Chazal. You were the opposite of a regular zona. Ordinarily, a zona demands a high fee. She negotiates. If a man wants to do the aver with her, she will demand a high fee, and any opening bid which the noyef offers will never be enough. Here was just the opposite, where she was willing, the Klal Yisrael was willing to pay, the zone is willing to pay the man to do the aver with her. It's reversed. And then it said over here also that this woman had no need for this aver because she was married. She committed this aver tachas yisheich. I saw a very frightening medrash. It's a little graphic, but it says here, this medrash, we mentioned this pasuk yesterday, that you did the Avera, going back to Pasuk Lamed Beis, Ho Yisho Hamino Ofes, Tachas Isho, Tikach Es Zorim. So we mentioned the medrash with Aser Sadibros, Dibur number 2 corresponds to number 6, and the Shudu Shalom Mikra simply means is that this woman has no need to do the Avera because she has a husband. And the husband can satisfy her desire for Tashmish. But the Medrash is very, very graphic or explicit. It says there is no greater Arayos, Gili Arayos, other than a woman who is thinking about another man when she is with her husband. This is the highest level of Arayos. It's one thing when a woman is not loyal, she's unfaithful, and she has an affair with another man who's not her husband. But to be with her husband, and the time that she is with her husband, she's thinking about someone else, this is the worst of the worst, and it's rooted in this Pasuk Lamed Beis. Ho Yisha Hamino Ofes, a woman that's committing adultery. When is she committing her adultery? Tachas Isha, while she is with her husband. Tikach as Zarim, she's taking with her in her mind, in her thoughts, someone who is Zar, who is not her husband. It says in the Medrash, it's very, very strange, I mean, not strange, but it's a very scary Maim Chazal. Chazal to say this, let me even read to you, without making this up. Perek Tazayin, Pasuk Lamed Beis. Omru Rabosenu Bizman Sho Isha Miyachedes Imbala Vihi Mishameshes Imo Viliba Liish Acher. Thoughts are another man. Acher Sharosak Bderech, after she met him somewhere else. Ein Lecha Niuf Godol Mizeh. It's a very powerful expression for Chazal to make in the Medrash Mibiraba. How do you know this? How can Chazal say to make such a statement? It's this pasuk right here. Shenemar ha'isha hamino efes tachas isha tikach es zorim. V'chiyesh isha shemino efes tachas isha. Is it possible for a woman to commit adultery when she's married to her husband? Ela zohi shepoga b'isha acher v'nosna eineho bo. She thinks about someone else. V'hi mishamesh es im ba'ola v'li ba'olof. Okay, so this is very, very shocking. Now going back to the pasuk, now we're up to the pasuk Lamed Zayin, where we begin the punishment. because of what Klal Yisrael has done, now they're going to be punished. And here in this pasuk, we introduce three categories of people, three nations. Pasuk Lamazayin Lachem, therefore, Hineni Mekabetz Eskol Me'ahavayich Asher Araft Aleihem. Hashem says, I'm going to gather all of your lovers. The lover is the one who your pleasantness was upon them. Period. Let's just go further. The ace and all. Kol Asher Ahavt. All of those that Kol Asher Ahavt. All of those that you loved. Which, it seems to be repetitious. Let's see one moment. Al, here means Al, in addition, Kol Asher Sones. In addition to all the nations that you hate, that hate you, v'kibatztio yisamalach, I'm going to gather them against you, misaviv, v'gilesi erva seich aleihem, they're going to expose your erva upon them, v'ra'u eskol erva seich, everyone will see your nakedness. So here, and we'll see in the moment, and the Mepharshim explained it in ancient times, a woman who was a zona, her punishment was to be exposed naked. They would take off her clothing and hang her up or display her, have her stand in the public, somewhere in public. This was the ultimate busha punishment to a zona, to expose to erva in the presence of all of the people that would pass by. Now in this pasuk, there are three different groups of people. Number the first group of people over here is way to describe the Mepharshim as the people, the nations whom you love. In other words, sometimes you're in a relationship where, like in Shidduchim, the boy wants, but the girl doesn't want. And sometimes the girl wants, but the boy doesn't want. And even though the one party doesn't want, they still get married. Even though, but it's not a perfect relationship, because there's one side that wants more than the other. The other side, it's okay. It's okay, it's parif, I'm willing to go along with it. But the other party really, really wants. They really like that person. And then there are people who both of them don't like, they're sones, no one likes one another. So here we have here those three groups. The first group is a group of nations, the Jewish people, asher ohaft, asher ohaft, v'kibatzti osam alayich, beginning of the pasuk reads, l'chein hanin mekabitz eskol mehavayich, all of your lovers, what kind of lovers? Asher oraft aleihem. You liked them. They did not necessarily like you. There was no reciprocation. But you enjoyed their company and you were with them. And in this context, of course, we mentioned many times, refers to the worshipping of idols. The second group is the group where they enjoyed your presence. The Ace Asher Ahavt. Those nations who loved you. You did not necessarily love them, but they loved you. In addition to those nations to whom both of you, Al Kol Asher Sones, you did not like them, and they did not like you. Nevertheless, these three groups of nations will now gather and will watch as Hashem punishes you, which is being described here with the expression of uncovering your nakedness. Hashem says, I will expose your nakedness to them. The Rohan, they will see us called Ervosech, they will see your nakedness, and this will be for you a great punishment. Okay, let's see the Mepharshim Pasuk Lamed Zayin in the Metsudos David. The Pasuk is Asher Araft Aleihem. Asher, what is an Araft? Araft means pleasantness. Your pleasantness was upon them, meaning you enjoyed their presence, their company. Asher Noamt Aleihem. The kiblu hanoha mimech. They received pleasure from you. Maybe I didn't say it correctly, but there is a one-way relationship here. They received pleasure, maybe the other way around. Maybe it means that they loved you.
The other way around.
They loved you, but you did not like them. They had more pleasure in this relationship than you. Asher na'amt aleihem. Your pleasantness was upon them. The kiblu hanoha mimech. And then Mitzudus does not explain the second part of the pasuk, which maybe it's a little around. The Es Asher Haft Gzuntait, the nations that you loved, the nations that you had great pleasure being with, although they did not have pleasure being with you, Al Kol, in addition, Im Kol Asher Sones, the nations whom you hated, Gzuntait. And what's the punishment? The punishment is vigile si erva sech zecha bezoyin shoysim la zoynois. Here, Metzudas tells what was done in ancient times, how they were mavaze a zoyna lahamidam aruma begili erva lifnei akol. They would have a stand up naked in the presence of all. Uritzon loymar akabeitz alaych kol humos ha'oyavim vehasoynim. I will gather against you all of the nations which you love, which you hate, veheim yarchivu artzeich, and they will destroy your land. So it's a very frightening thing, because you go look at a nation, look at Klal Yisrael, it's very interesting. Every nation, you always hear this in the news, talk about the United States, talk about Israel, talk about the EU. Who are their friends? Who are their enemies? And there is no such thing as a nation where every other state there is a different type of relationship. In some of those nations, we need them. We need them more than they need us. And in other nations, this is the other way around. They need us more than we need them. And sometimes we hate each other. And the only reason why we're part of a coalition is because of some other external reason. What? A third part, there's a reason why we have to come together for whatever the reasons are, even though we don't see eye to eye in anything. Yet it says here that the nation of Klal Yisrael, at the time of the Chorban, all of the other nations are going to come together to destroy them. The nations that we enjoyed their presence, the nations whom enjoyed our presence, and the nations that we hate, all of them are going to form an alliance to come and to destroy, to conquer Eretz Yisrael. It's a very frightening thing not to think, oh, at least if there'll be a Chorban, there'll be someone that has our back, because we're good to them, they need us. Or they'll have our back because whatever the reasons are. No such thing. Here, this Pasuk is grouping together all three nations, all three different types of relationships. Pasuk, Rashi, let's see the Rashi, Pasuk, Lamed Zayin. We did that yesterday, the Rashi. Let's see the Radak, Pasuk, Lamed Zayin. Mokhain, therefore, Asher, Araft, Alehem, Kmo, Yeraf, Olav, Sichi, may my speech be pleasant upon you. The word Araft means pleasantness. Inyin hahanoha v'hahechsher, benefit, and kosher hechsher means something that is good. Al kol asher sones, in addition to all the nations that you hate, kemo im, v'chein vayavohu ha'anashim al hanashim, it means with the men, kolaymar, hinani mekabetz osam hagoyim she'ohavt, im oisam she'sones, Hashem says, I'm going to gather the nations which you love, together with the nations which you hate, the chulam yavahu alayich misaviv lahacharif arasech, they'll all together come and destroy your land. V'zeh gil la'erva, and that's the deep meaning of the exposure of the erva. V'ro is called ervasech al derech mashal, and that's the mashal that is the what was done in ancient times. Pasuk lamed ches ushevatetich mishmetei ano ayafos. Hashem says, I'm going to judge you according to the laws of adulterers, the shevchostam, murderers. I'm going to judge the nation. They're going to receive the punishment that's given to a woman who commits adultery, or a person who has committed murder. Unesatich dam chema v'kina. I'm going to bring upon you blood of anger and kina, jealousy. Let's see the mefarshim mitzvah stav pasuk lamid ches. Pasuk umishvatei tekabel gemul avoin haniyof va'avoin hadam alabanim sheshachateta lohem lemachal. Going back to what we learned yesterday, you're going to receive two punishments: the punishment for arayos and the punishment for shvichas damim. And this, of course, refers to avodah zarah. The fact that they bow down to an idol is what's called zima, and this that they offer their children as sacrifices to the molech is the shvichas dam that we are referring to. And then it goes on to say, unesatich etein bach shvichas dam bechema v'kina. Who's jealousy? It's Hashem's jealousy. Kel kana. Hashem is a jealous God. Kaviyachal. When Hashem sees that we are serving other gods and not serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he gets jealous and it arouses his anger. Let us see Rashi. Pasuk lamid ches. Unesatich dam chema v'kina. Ve'asgirech lehorgei. I will deliver you to murderers, bechema v'kina v'kas, of anger, kina v'kas. So it would seem that according to Rashi, the word chema and kina is not from Hashem. According to the Mitzudos, Hashem is going to deliver us to our enemies with anger. He'll deliver us for death. Dam is death, and Hashem will express His chema and His kina. Rashi appears not to say this. Rashi seems to say is that the enemy, the enemy, the Kastim, that are going to destroy the Eretz Yerushalayim, the Nebuchadnezzar, they are bloodthirsty people, and their blood is hot, their blood is bubbling, and they are people of kinah, of how he tied to the kinah, the kas, anger. They are people who have no, they don't hold back.
But isn't that just an extension of Hashem?
Yes. Yeah, but what's the focus? What's the pshuta shel mikra? So it would seem that the Radak and Rashi, they disagree. Let's see what he says in Radak. Radak pasuk lamed ches. The Radak says, "L'shvatich b'mishpatei no'afos v'shech l'stam ki yesh aleihem shnei mishpatim." There are two punishments that have to be meted out to Klal Yisrael. Number one is mishpat haniyof u'mishpat hashvichastam. Ki isha hamenu'efes pam shi shefechastam ki yavo ilecha shnei zaynim v'yiskoytu zem ze im ze oleha. V'yargu ze im ze. An incredible chiddush of the Radak. Radak says sometimes a woman is so desirable. There are two men that want to. They both want her. So they have a duel. And one wins and one loses. One dies. Who is the cause of one man dying? It's the woman. She indirectly caused the death of the other man, because since she exposed herself, since she opened up herself to having many lovers, and she only can be with one, therefore, this led to a murder. So she is responsible. So too, O Yavoi Ba'ala Pisayim, or what had another example? Let's say her husband comes home. A husband comes home and he sees that his wife is with another man and he kills him. Or the other way around, that the menoif, he kills her husband. So too, that's the nimshal over here, is to do it that through the process of worshipping idols, you offered sacrifices to the gods, you are responsible for death. Next, I will deliver you liktol, to death, birgaz, with anger, uvechema, and two different words which mean anger. Ki ani yesh lichema laich. Hashem is the one who has the chema. According to the Radak, Radak is exactly like the mitzudah stavit. Hashem is the one who has the chema. Ki at hich ast oisi b'masayi chara'im. You have angered me through your evil deeds. Gam kina ki kinesi oisi b'loyel. You have made me jealous by worshipping idols that are not gods. V'chein amar b'mishle shlomo, ki kina chamas gover v'lo yachmo b'yom nakam. The kina, the jealousy of chamas gover, it is the jealousy of anger of man, v'lo yachmo b'yom nakam. Hashem will not show compassion on the day when Hashem Kodesh Baruch Hu comes to pay back, comes to punish. Okay, next pas. Pasuk lamed tes, v'nasati yosabidu b'yodam. I will deliver you in their hands, v'harsu gabech, and they will demolish your altars. Gabech we had already a few times, means your high places. V'nitzisu ro'mosach, they will demolish your, same thing, this repetition, your high places, your altars, your churches. V'yefshitu oisach bigodayich, they will strip you bare of your clothing. V'laku klei sifartech, they will take your beautiful utensils. V'hinichuch or eroim ve'erya, and they will leave you naked. Lamites in the mitzudos David. B'yadam, I will deliver you in their hands. B'yad haboim alayich. V'harsu heim yiharsu habinyonim hagivohim. Sh'asis lios muchon liznus. They will demolish these high places that you have set aside for znus. V'nitisu kaf aldav b'milum shaynas. Repetition. Eirom v'erya. They will leave you naked. Aruma u'vigili erva kasher hoysa me'oz kishalakha. So here is the poetic justice. We go back to the beginning of the parak before, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that when I took you, that when I first came upon you, you were a young girl, a rom the area, misposeses b'damoich, you're wallowing in your birth blood, you were naked, I took care of you, I brought you, I gave you everything, and now that you have betrayed me, I'm going to return you back to your original state. The original state was misboiseses b'demoich, in a state of erom ve'erya. Return loymar ha'oyev yaharos b'otei habamos v'ikach mimech kol chemdas oyesha, all of your wealth. Rashi pasuk lamed tes v'harsu gabech bin yinei goiva b'musayich. Your buildings, your high tall buildings, which are your platforms. Ramosayich loshen b'mos, your high places. Radak pasuk lamed tes v'nasati oysach b'yadam b'yad Ho ahuvim v'hasnuim haniskorim. Going back to two psukim back, I will deliver you to the nations that you had a good relationship with, and with the nations that you did not have a good relationship with. We're referring to the Mizbach of Sirus Tirgame, the Fagrun Shurach. We have this in your edition. The Anasan Tirgame, the Fagrun Shurach, the Sarun Ramoseich. They will take down their, your high places. Vishalamalo Gov, the God. Vishalamala, Gov Vigabech, Tirgim Yonason, Egorov, Egorach. Okay, I'm not sure what he means over here. The idea basically over here is seemingly the same, is that they're going to demolish all of your exalted, your places that you worship idols. Pasik Mem. The hell, there's not really any Midrashim over here. I looked at the Midrashim, I don't really have any. Soon we're coming up to some heavy duty stuff, but a few next few psukim are pretty simple. Okay, let's go further. Pasik Mem. Ve'alug alayach kahol. I'm going to assemble. It's going to ascend against you a kahal, a assembly, meaning a all of the nations will form an alliance, will have a coalition to come against you. Viragmu osach ba'oven, they will throw stones against you. Uvitikuch bichar voisam. This is a unique word that does not appear anywhere else, and according to the Mefarshim, it means bikua, to break open, to crack open. They will crack you open. We're missing the ayin. If you had the ayin, beka, it would mean to crack open. Bechar voisam, with their swords. Let's see the Mefarshim. Pasuk Mem. Let's first look at the Mitzudos Tzion. The Mitzudos Tzion and Pasuk Mem on this word translates uvitikuch, inyan bikiah, to crack open. Ki targumo hu v'yiv zu'unech. Targum translates this word of lashon of the yiz, which means to crack. V'chein v'yibaku hamayim, the water split. Tigim unkelis v'is bezo maya. The water cracked open. It's interesting, just going off the topic, is that we call Kriyas Yamsuf Kriyas Yamsuf. If I'm not mistaken, nowhere does it say in the Torah the word Kriyas Yamsuf. No such thing. It's a pell of why we call it Kriyas Yamsuf. It's called the Kriyas Yamsuf. Vayiboku hamoyim. The water split. So what's the difference between the word Kriya and Bikia? Bikia, Kriya, has a connotation of a conscience ripping. You take something and you are Korea. You Bikua, something which cracks. Bikua happens, it has a connotation of something which happens naturally. It's a natural opening. And there are other differences, there are other connotations, but it's an entirely different word. I don't remember, I was preparing for Friday's shiur.
You're saying to split the car is something.
Vayiboku hamoyim, the water split. It doesn't say. What? So that's the question. The question
but
is
it's
that.
It's not always sure. Vayivaka is a tzeva Allah. He split the wood for the
carbon.
For the carbon.
Okay, you're right. So you have to study each pasuk in its context to understand the difference. Oh, sorry, I have a cold. I'm sorry. It's a different word, and for some reason, which has to be explained, we refer to the splitting of the yam with the word kriya. Kriyas Yamsuf. Yet in the Torah, this expression does not exist. It's Vayibaku Hamayim. So that's a question. Why is it so? It touches upon the theme of why we call the Yom Tov of Pesach, we call it Pesach, whereas in the Torah, it's not called Chag HaPesach, it's called Chag HaMatzos.
So the common story, in all the writings until a couple hundred years ago,
yeah.
It was called
Chag HaMatzos.
All the Rishonim, they only call it Chag HaPesach.
Chag HaPesach.
Pesach, Chag HaMatzos. Pesach is only one day. Erev Pesach is Chag HaPesach.
So how did it come about?
It's
a mystery. So the common answer, is that when the word Pesach has a connotation of Chag HaMatzos refers to our kindness, the good that we did, that we had faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we left in haste. Well, I don't remember anymore. Pesach refers to Hashem's compassion, is that Hashem had rachmonis upon us, upasach al ha-pesach. So in the Torah, I don't remember exactly why matzos has more of a connotation of the chesed that we did, our goodness. Hashem wants to focus on us, that we were a nation that was loyal to Him. But when we refer to the holiday, we don't want to refer to it as Chag HaMatzos, we want to refer to the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu was kind to us, so we call it Chag HaPesach, which Pesach means Rechama. Hashem had Rachmanis. Hashem passed over, He passed over the firstborns and allowed us to survive. So if I vaguely remember, is that this idea of Kriyas Yamsuf and Bikiyas Yamsuf also touches upon that idea. The word Vayibaku Hamayim, I don't know how, again, this has to be, you have to delve into this much more, has a connotation, is that it was in our merit. Vayibaku Hamayim, the water split because of something good that we did. So we don't want to give ourselves credit. So the way we deflect the credit from ourselves, we don't refer to it with the term Bikiyas Hayam, we refer to it with the term of Kriyas Yamsuf, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who split the Yam. Again, there are a lot of details that have to be laid out to bring out this idea, but at least for now, it is a ha'ara, it is an observation, and it's very appropriate to mention that ha'ara because we have here this very unique word, uvitikuch b'char boisam. Uvitikuch is a word which does not appear anywhere else in Tanakh, and here the Mefarshim struggle to explain what exactly it means, and the Mitzudah says it means to split. Here is referring to the Chorban of Yerushalayim with the term of Bikiyah. But it's also poetic justice. Our exit of Egypt took place through Bikiyas Hayam. And now our Chorban is being described with the same term, Uvitikuch Bechar Borsam, the sword of the enemy is going to split open the nation, split open Yerushalayim. Let's now see the Mitzudos Tavit Pasuk Mem. The pasuk says, "Vehalu haboim yalu alayich." The enemy will ascend upon you. Kehol rav, a very large assembly. Veyirgumu oisach ba'aven. They will stone you. They'll pelt you with stones. Vivaku gufech im hacheref, and they will split open your body with swords. Rashi pasuk mem uvitikuch ein loy dimyoin. There is no pasuk anywhere else in Tanakh. The Yonis and Teragim, V'yiv ze'unich, which means to crack, which he has here a French word. Michal, you have that French word?
I'm sorry, I don't have my sacred word.
Okay, so it's a French word which somehow also means to split open. Let us see the Radak Pasuk, Mem, V'halu, Eila Haniskodim, Yikabsu Imohem, Kohol, Mishor, Ho'amim. The three nations, the three different types of nations that we mentioned in the previous Pesukim, the one nations that enjoy your presence, the nations whom you enjoy their presence, and your enemies, they will assemble, they will hire mercenaries to come against you. Eilu haniskanim liyikabsu imohem kahol mishor ha'amim v'amar v'helu. They will ascend. Why? Because of the traditional classic Chazal, ki eretz Yisrael govoa mikol ha'aratzos, is the highest place in the world. Is it the highest place today in the world? No, it's not. What happened? How do we understand this? So either it's symbolic, it means spiritually, or Chassam want to go so far to say is that after the Churban there was some supernatural event where the land sunk into the ground. Okay, whatever that means, it means further.
Well, you have beyond the landscape, you have plenty of places that look like they're flat ground, but it was only because it was the top of a volcano which erupted and flattened
it out.
Around it, and thousands of feet it just laid to waste.
Okay, could be. These are different speculation of what exactly it means, why it's called highest land. V'ragmu oisach ba'aven kimishpat hamin afayis sh'ragmin oisam bu'avanim lo sheyimisu. This was the punishment that was done to women who committed adultery. They would be stoned not to kill them. The stoning was not to kill them, but rather was the sum of a punishment. Shenem b'chein v'yirgimu oso oven in yoshuhnev v'nehem b'ochan uperushoi uperushoi adoni avi zal, new interpretation, ki achre sh'amar melitza samoshel v'hishpatich mizoyna nirish adibe b'zoyna shehikuha b'avonim v'osolo dekiros charef. We're discussing a zona that was hit by stones and was penetrated by the sword, stabbed. V'sarfu beisa, her home was burned. V'chol han shvatim ha'ele leva zoisa uli hachlima achetia nivzas u'shefala be'enikol, until she should be disgraced and humiliated in the eyes of all. V'lo yavo yolecha od min afim, and no one should come upon her. No man should have any kavana to come upon her. She will cease from being a zayna. even if she'll be willing to pay a man to come to her, they will not be willing to come to her. Ki tishoer nimivza ushefala be'enei kol. After she has been disgraced by being pelted with stones and by and being exposed naked and her house being burnt, no one's going to want to come near her. Referring to the Churbeis HaMikdash, they're going to throw slingshot stones to slingshots, and they're going to have a doyek is a rampart. Avonim gedolos elachoyma lapila kama shnemar bakir choroshes.
It's probably not slingshots. It's probably more like catapults.
Catapults. Bakir charoshes vayosabu hakiloim vayakua. Okay, certain describing the Churbeis HaMikdash of Yerushalayim. Uvit kuch bachar boysam kitagumo v'yivze unich b'say fehoin. They will cut you open with their swords. Okay, so this is a very unique expression. Is there anything, other commentator that has another interpretation I didn't see? I thought, when I learned this, it means kivui. Kivui means hope. The koye Hashem yachalifu koyach. Those who yearn for Hashem are renewed. So here when the Pasuk says, v'rogmu oisach bo'oven, uvitikuch b'char voisam. How could it mean hope? They will have hope. I don't know what it can possibly mean if you learn, you take the lush of kivui. If you learn that the kuf and the vav, appear to be the two letters that are the ikur of the shirish, because the vav and the beis and the tav is definitely not. That can be a prefix, and the chaf is always a suffix. So the two letters that stand out is the kuf and the vav, which is the shirish of hope. But I don't know how, in this context, there can be any meaning of hope, and certainly no one I came across says that is correct. Everyone just says it's one of a kind, this word, and the shoresh includes the beis. The beis and the kuf is part of the shoresh. We're missing an ayin, and everything else here is just padding for the word of cutting open. Let's go to Pasuk Mem Aleph. They're going to burn your homes in fire. And they're going to do against you justice. In the presence of all of the women, you will cease from ever being a zoyna again. You will not even, that's what the Radak explained in the previous Pasuk, you will not even be in a position where you will be able to give an esnan to a man to do the Avera. No man will be willing to take from you payment for the Avera, because you will have a reputation. You will be a object of disgust to the entire world. Pasuk Memal from the Mitzudos David. Shifatim Mishpat Pur Anuyos. They will issue against you judgment. L'chenik Nashim Rabos L'man Yelo L'chlima So She Should Be Embarrassed. Vishpatich Asir Oysach Miyos Odzona. I will remove you from being a zone anymore. Ki lo yifne od mi eilaych. No one's going to come near you. Lo sitni ka'aymer imtien mu'usu be'eni ha'kol techtal miloses esnan l'hoil v'lo yoyal. Once you'll be disgusting in the eyes of all, you'll no longer be able to give payment to someone to do an avera with you. Ritzon olaymar b'yoyscha goyle umetultol. Once you go into exile, umetultol, and you move around, lo telich od achar ha'avoy dezara, lo takiv lochem karbonos. This is the nimshal. No longer will you have any desire in the future to worship idols. Rashi pasuk mem aleph v'hishpatich mizaynah miyos od zanaf me'endo ever being a zonah ever again. Radak pasuk mem aleph v'sarfu, they're going to burn down your homes. Kikain oisim lanoshim haminafos. This is what was done in ancient times to a woman who was a noyefes. They would burn down her home. Ulein hanim moshel k'moshe kosov vayitshef es beis Hashem v'es beis hamelach v'es kol bote Yerushalayim. The moshel here is that the Yerushalayim will be destroyed. Shifatim skila usreifa v'hereg, three forms of misa. Leine noshim rabos k'deis sheyivosru hanoshim hanisharos. They should learn a lesson. All of the women who are watching will learn a lesson. Linyan hamoshla kitargumo leine mid midinon sagion, judgments, great judgments. Ritzolaymar anshe hamedinos el anshe hamedinos ella shamedinos kori oisam nashim derech moshel. the eye, Me'ene midinon sagoin, in the presence of great nations. And this means, Ratzaloimar anshe hamdinos, Ela shamadinos kari oisam noshim g'derech moshul. We're calling here the nations as noshim, as a moshul. Vishvatich mizoina, I will bring an end to your career of being a zoina. Mihi o zoina. V'chem, we find a similar expression, vayisireha migevira. Mihi o isgevira. I will remove you from being a noble woman. V'chein v'nach chidei migoi. I will cause you to cease from being a nation. Mihi o isgoi. V'in hamalitza perashnu v'in hamoshel ki miyom shechava Yerushalayim lo avdu Yisrael Elohim achirim. Once the Churban happened, that was the end. They no longer had a desire to worship idols. Pasuk, yeah. All over. Oh, against Mitzrayim. Against Mitzrayim, Hashem did shvatim. Yeah, all over. Pasuk mem beis v'hanichoy sichamosi bach. I will rest my anger against you. V'sara kinosimi meich, and once I've poured out my anger, it will now come to rest, and I will turn away my kinah from you. V'shokatiti, I will now be tranquil, I will now be at peace. V'loy echas od, I will no longer be angry. Pasuk Membeis winds down the punishment. Rashi Mitsudo Stav explains the Hanachisi v'chasher ashalem hagmul tonua chamosi asher chayisabach. Once I punish you, now I will calm down. I will no longer be angry. My anger will cease. It's out of my system. Let's see. Rashi, there is none. Radak pasuk membeis vanichosi achashehegle sich me'artzech. After I exile you from your land, ve'cheravti artzech, and I destroy your land, hine lokachti nikmosi mimeich, and now v'nochoch hamosi v'shochocha, my anger has subsided, and I am at peace. Ve'ein li od kina v'chas ki nishpeso mimeich avodas Elohim achem, because now it has ceased from you the worship of idols. Pasuk mem gimel. Now, why has this terrible thing happened to us? Yan, because asher loy zochart es yimei neurayich. It's our failure. We did not remember the good old days, the days when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kind to us in our youth, when we were left Mitzrayim, when we were in our days of neurayich, where Hashem gave us the man, He gave us the Nani HaKavod, He did miracles for us. We failed to remember the kindness that Hashem did for us in our youth. Vatir gizili b'chol eila, and we angered Hashem by worshipping idols. The Gamani, Hashem says, Hey darkech birosh, I am, hey, now here means I'm going to give you. Lash Rashi says, Hine, therefore you angered me, so you know what? Let me give it all back to you. What you have done to me, all of the sins you've committed to me against me, I'm going to throw it back in your face. Here is the ways, your evil ways, birosh, against your head, against you. Nasati, I have delivered. Numashem lukim, v'loy osis es hazima, al kol tav osayich, and you have not done your plans. In other words, you did not do even half part of the sins that you wanted to do. This is another very interesting passage. Let's see before, and the Sudos explains it much better than I can possibly do. Pasuk Nem Gimel in the Mitsudos David. Where is it in this edition? Okay, here it is. Mem Gimel Yimei Nuraich. Hatoiva Shoasisi Imach Bimei Nuraich. You forgot to remember the kindness that I've done for you in your days of youth. And instead, what have you done? Batir Gizili. You have angered me. Hich astil osi b'chol eile hadram, all of these sins. Therefore, v'gamani k'mo shasisa ata esegam oni. So shall I do to you? V'hine gmul dar keich nosati b'roshech. And therefore, I'm going to punish you. Mida k'neged mida. Now here, v'loy osis omar derech tema. So this is a rhetorical statement. V'chiloy osis es hazimo hahi. Did you not carry out the plans noisaf al kol shor ha-to'evo she'asisa? Now, first, what does it mean, zima? So he learns here, the Mitzudos Tzion, not like I told you, means inyan ginus v'resha. Okay, I told you a different interpretation, which is, I think, Rashi. Rashi says, Zima means plans. Okay, so let's go one step at a time. According to the Mitzudos, this is a rhetorical statement, and Hashem is complaining that you not carry out all of the ugliness, all of your corruption, and your corruption together with your abominations. So we go back to the pasuk, v'lo yasis, did you not do es hazima, your acts of corruption al, together with kol to'avos soich, your acts of abomination. So here we're breaking down the sins of Klal Yisrael into two different groups. There's something called zima, and there are to'evas. And Hashem here is saying, you deserved what you got because you're guilty, and I'll ask you, don't you admit, are you not willing to confess, admit that you have committed the worst possible averos? Did you not carry out the zima, acts of disgusting acts of sin, together with acts of abomination? Of course you're guilty of these two categories of sin, and therefore it's only fitting that you should be punished the way that you have been, that you will be and have been punished. And all of this can be attributed to the fact that you forgot to remember the kindness that I've done for you in the days of your youth. That's how the Mitzudo Sava learns shot in the pasuk. Rashi appears to learn it a little bit differently. First, the Rashi Mem Gimel says, hey, kumo hine, behold, I'm giving you what you deserve. V'loy osis es hazima, af al pi, shani nosati darkech birosheich, even though I have punished you, le'osis etzo losei slave, you did not think, you did not plan, come up with a plan, al to'avosayich, to reflect upon your abominations, loshuv mehem, to do teshuvah. It's not a rhetorical question, it's a statement. And he goes on to explain that every time you have the word zima in Tanakh, called zima, sheba mikra, l'shoin etza, plan, reflection, a thought, who, yesh l'toiva, yesh l'ra. So according to Rashi, the pshat in the pasuk over here is, after I have punished you for your terrible sins, I've delivered your darkech birosh, v'lo yosis es hazima, you did not reflect upon what is happening. You did not reflect the reason why you are being punished is because al kol to'avosayich, is due to your abominations, which would force you to do teshuva. And that itself is another layer of sin. When a person recognizes the reason why he's suffering is because of his averos and refuses to do tshuva, then you become guilty once again. And therefore, you will have to have another round of punishment. Radak?
Did you say zima sometimes has a positive kind of...
Rashi says that. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says zima
example.
Means a thought.
I can't think of an example that, like, zama is to conspire. Like,
okay.
I don't
know. You have to take out a concordance. Go through every time it says the word zima or it's shoresh in Tanakh. Rashi says, as a matter of fact, call zima sheba mikra l'shoin eitzahu. It means
a
plan.
In the sense
a plan.
Of
yesh l'toiva v'yesh l'ra'ah. Okay, so Rashi says it sometimes. So here in this pasuk, it's for good. Isn't it for good in this pasuk? V'loy osis es hazima. You did not come up with a good plan to do teshuvah al, in recognition that the punishment has come upon you because of kol to'avosayich. So indeed in this pasuk, the word zima here is a good plan. Okay, it's a good plan. According to Mitzudos David, that's not what the pasuk means. It's a rhetorical question. And zima here means, it doesn't mean a plan. Zima means like zinus. It means something which is makulk, something which is disgusting.
Look at the...
Gnus Varesha. Look at the Mitzudos Sin, Gnus Varesha. So far we have two interpretations of what it means. Let's see Radak. Radak Pasik Mem Gimel. Pasik Mem Gimel says, Yan v'chol zeh shasis yilach bavur. All of the punishment came upon you because Shaloi Zachart kol hachasadim shasis yimach. You did not remember all the kindness. Mimei nu'rayich. Ki she mitzosich. Erom ve'erya, v'irgasti v'chasti o'si b'avodas Elohim achim. You do not remember the kindness I've done for you in your days of youth, when I found you naked and bare, and I was kind to you, and instead you have angered me. And Vatir Gazid Zelavadi Paul Yotzim Nakal, Zakharti Ksiv Biyud, Yisirba Sov, there's an extra Yud, Vigam Ani He, Darkech Birosh Nosati. At Osis Eskol Hatoevo Soele, you've done these abominations, therefore now the time has come to be punished, Vigam Ani Hine. Rois Shinasati Estarkech Biroshech, I'm going to punish you, Mida Kneged Mida, Volokachti Nikmosi Mimech, I'm going to punish you, I'm going to take my vengeance from you. Hey, Kmo Hine. We find this by Yosef. Yosef says, here is your food, here is your seed, go plant it, go plant it. Okay, so here we have the same exact word. Next, V'loy osis hayud yisera bakosuv ukvar perashnu ze uperash uperusha loy osis es azima. Here we have a new interpretation. V'loy osis es hazima al kol to avo soich. Be'od shehoyis oiser hatoevos, while you're doing abominations, vani hoyisi meid boch yom yom shuvi midarkei chora, and continuously, daily, I was sending prophets to warn you to do tshuva. Ve'loy osis hamachashav shehoya olayich laasos, like Rashi, you did not have the thoughts. The zima here means the thoughts and the plans which is incumbent upon you to do, which means loynosat el libech eich eser hara hagdol hazos v'chotosti lelokim. You did not think and reflect that the reason why you're being punished is because of your terrible sins. Shehoitzi ani mibeis avodim v'nosan li eretz nachla v'osli kama toivos v'chama chasadim v'kol ze loynosat el libech. Al haderech hazetik yenison v'loy avadit loch etza limsav. You did not think of a plan to do tshuva mikol toav osech from all of your abominations. So he pretty much is learning the pasuk exactly like Rashi, that the word over here zima means a plan to do tshuva for all of your abominations. When you recognize that you're being punished, and the nevim are telling you every single day that you should stop doing averos, and that's why you're being punished. That's next pasuk. Hinei. Okay, now we're beginning over here a new topic, which is a lot of midrashim and a lot of very interesting things here coming up in these psukim. Hine, kol hamoishel, all those that will come along in future generations and look back and write poems, proverbs, and the like, olayich yim sholemar, they're going to summarize Klal Yisrael's history in two words. Okay, the history of the Jewish people. Right, there are some books. Josephus has a big, thick book, right? The history of the Jewish people, and there are some other more modern books. The whole book is two words. Ki'ima bita. Like the mother, so is the daughter. That's the whole history of Klal Yisrael. What does that mean exactly? The psukim go on to explain. I'm just telling you in a nutshell, and then the psukim go on for a very long time to describe in detail exactly what it means. It means that you come, the Jewish people are living in the land of Canaan. Hashem drove out the nations of Canaan, the nation of Canaan, in order to make room for Eretz Yisrael, the first Rashi in the Torah. Why did Hashem drive out the Canaanim? Because they were Baalei Avera. They did the worst possible sins that one can do. The Jewish people, the fact that they live there, and this land obviously picked up from their predecessors and continued in their ways to also do these terrible averos, and even worse, they improved upon it. So the ima, the mother here, refers to the Canaanim. The bita refers to the Jewish people. The Jewish people continued in the evil ways of their mother, of the Canaanim, the people who possessed, who occupied the land before they entered. Ki'ima, the same way the Canaanim have done averos in the Holy Land, bita, so too the Jewish people who came into the land at a later point in time, followed in their ways and did the same exact averos. Let us see the Metsudos David. Pasuk Mem Dalet. The Pasuk says, Kol hamoishel, kol hamamshil mishalim, all of those people who will make mishalim yomer alayich, b'derech mashal, kemaasei ha'em keim heima maasei bita. What does that mean? Ritzon leimar, kemaasei anshei kinan, The same way the people of Canaan shed nigrishu min haaretz, that were driven out of the land, kein maaseh Yisrael shenisharu b'mekaymam, so were the deeds of the Jewish people that remained in their place, that took over their place. Rashi pasuk mem dalit kol hamashal l'shon mashal v'chidahu. Anyone that will write mashal in proverbs, riddles, ki ima bita, hey shal ki ima eina mapikei, the ima. There's no hay, there's no dot in the hay, ki ima. Lefi she'ena mishameshas klom elo ko'em kein bita. This is not her mother. It's a mother. Whenever you have a mapik hay, it's like shalah. Whenever you have mapik hay, so you're adding another word, it's really short in the word shalah. But here there is no shalah. But like the mother, here it's the mother, so too is her daughter. The bita indeed does get a dot in the hay, because bita means the daughter of, bita shel, the ima of the mother. Now, Akima.
So if you didn't have that dot, you didn't have that dogesh, would you translate it differently?
In the bita?
Yeah.
Yeah, then you would say the bita is not the biological daughter of the ima. If you would not have the dot in the bita, then there's a mother and there's a daughter. There's a woman who is 90 years old. She is the matriarch of the family, of a family. And then there's a little girl, 10-year-old girl, who is a daughter of a mother. But the daughter and the mother have nothing to do with one another. The fact that we have over here, bita, with the mapike, means that no, the daughter that we are describing is indeed a child of the mother that has been mentioned in the past. What about the mother? The mother is not the mother of the daughter. The mother is just a mother. A mother. Obviously, we don't want to refer to her being the mother of the daughter, because maybe we want to indicate that the Jewish people really have nothing to do with the Canaanites. It's just that the Jewish people lived in the land of the Canaanites. But like the mother, so too the daughter of this mother, that have behaved in the same exact way. Okay, let's see Rashi further. The Rashi came up. Okay, lufi sheinu b'mishmesh klum ella ka'em kain bita. Radak explains this in more detail. Pasuk mem dalit kinei kol hamoshel inyan hamoshel melitza hamoshel shoyim b'nei adam. Kima bita kemasi ha'im kein oisah habas alayich yomu zeh hamashul v'ha'im hi al derech hamashul eretz kenan v'habasi kineses Yisrael v'ha'kinesa tikarei bas. Okay, the group of Klal Yisrael is called the daughter of Kemosha Kasuv bas Yerushalayim bas Edoim v'hinei at osis, you have done kemasi eretz kenan v'hinei yimshol alayich kol hamashul. Everyone will say about you kima bita. There is a dash. Shalom aleichem. Welcome back. Good to see you. Nice to see you. Bita hahei mapik umatzinu hahei rafa shedina b'mapik kamo zos v'tachmura b'chemor uvazofes l'min hayem yivasta kol anchasa hishpati v'hadayim lochem uba hakinu kodim hayidia kamo yeshnei amechan v'tireu es hayelad v'hadayim lochem b'ze bo hahei hayidia im hakinu le'inyin hadimyoin. Okay, I'm not sure what he means of it, but it's not. We'll leave that for now. Okay, so this is the mashal. Before we go further, this is the mashal. Where else do we find this mashal? What's the classic example? Everyone knows this. The classic example of like a mother, so is a daughter, is in reference to who? Dina. What does it say in the Torah? Vateitse Dina bas Lea. When Dina had a run-in with Shechem ben Hamor. So it begins again. Okay. We have this story when Dina had a run-in with Shechem ben Hamor, so she went out, which Chazal criticized her. What are you going out? If Dina would have stayed home, kol kevuda bas melech penima, Shechem ben Hamor would never have laid his eyes on her, would never have grabbed her, abducted her, and the whole maisa of Reuven and Levi would never have happened. Reuven and Shimon never would have happened. The whole Klal Yisrael would be completely different.
We wouldn't have a claim to tell us.
What?
We wouldn't have a claim to tell us.
Why?
They would have a claim.
So why did this whole thing? Why did this whole thing happen? It's all because Vateitse Dina. Why did she have to leave her home? Why did she have to go sightseeing? Why did she have to go out? She should have remained home. So the pasuk tells us
she wanted to meet other girls. She had only
playground.
Only brothers. Okay, so she was lonely. The Chazal say all of the Shvatim had twins, twin sisters. So who do they marry? So the Pasuk immediately answers the question. It says because she was the daughter of Leah. Vateitse Dina Bas Leah. There's no need to say that. It could say Vateitse Dina, period. Or Vateitse Dina Bas Yaakov. What's Bas Leah? Oh, ki ima bita. A daughter is the product of the mother. Whatever the mother, whatever, that's how the daughters may be like the mothers. And also, that means that Leah is also was a yatsanis. She also went out. Where do we find Leah going? Go sightseeing. So Chazal said that when that's the birth of Yisachar. That when Yisachar, when Yaakov Avinu came back from the field, from a hard day of work. So Rachel had, Leah had fertility pills. Dudoim. She had roses. She had whatever, these grasses, which Chazal say were for fertility pills. And Leah, Rachel was an Akara. So what did Rachel do? Rachel said, I want those for myself. Tell your son, which son was it? Was Reuven? Reuven, tell Reuven to give it to me. I need it. So Leah said, listen, if you want, I'll sell it to you, but it's going to cost you. There's a price to pay. The price to pay is that tonight is my turn to be with my husband, that's our husband, and it's not your turn. I'm sorry, it's your turn. Tonight is your turn to be with our husband, and if you will exchange and allow him to be with me instead of you, then I will sell you, I will exchange the Dudoim, you can have the Dudoim. Rachel agreed. She gave up her chance to be with Yaakov, which Chazal criticized, because to be with a tzaddik is in itself very praiseworthy, is a very good thing. She gave up her chance to be, her turn to be with her husband in exchange for the Dudoim. And now someone had to go inform Yaakov where to go that night. Which bias? Which oil? The oil of Rachel or the oil of Leah? So Chazal says, it's not her place. It's not the place of Leah to send the messenger to the field, to the train station. Then when Yaakov gets off the train, he should come to the tent of Leah and not the tent of Rachel. She should have sent a messenger. She should have sent one of her children. She should have sent the Chveis, a messenger. She should have texted him. But instead, Vateitse Leah El Yaakov. It says in the past that Leah herself, she went out to Yaakov. Asodeh. She went out to the field to tell him, tonight you come. Vateitse Leah Likroso. It says she went to Likroso to tell him that tonight you're coming to my ohel. So this in Chazal is something which is not proper. It's a breach of Tznius, called Kavud Bas Melech Penima. Her daughter Dina was watching her mother, or I should say, was not that, even she's born later on. Dina was born at a later point, she was not born yet. But the Mida was already present, and this Mida is something which her daughter Dina picked up upon later in life, and that's how she had the desire to go out into the field, to go out, and the Mice of Shechem came about. Ki ima kach, ki ima bita. This is...
She was already initially supposed to be a boy.
Right.
So even though the end result was that she was a girl, she had the DNA of a boy.
Of a boy.
Yeah. And boys go out.
So okay, that's another chazal, right. Another approach. Okay, so this is the classic example of where we find the idea Kima Bita. Okay, now let's go. Now the Medrash really elaborates a lot more on the Learner says that it's not just true when it comes to mother and daughter, it comes true when it comes to everything. Every leader and follower, every follower will always have the midos of their leader. You don't realize how much influence a leader has over their people. Even when it comes to a president, the God says here. Let me read with the Medrash. Omar, what?
Shadow of the leader.
You don't realize how much influence people who serve in leadership roles have over their followers. Omar, let me even says in the Pasuk, this Medrash, Hine kol hamoshel olayich yim shalemar ki ima bita amalo. Kibas kain ima. Kador kain nosi. Now here it says the other way around. That the nosi, the prince, the leader, is a reflection of the average man. Kimizbeach Ashrei hador, that the nosi is willing to confess his sins, because it means that the average man has influenced the leader. Kamizbeach kain koihanov. Like the altar, so are its priests. Now, what does that mean exactly? The Yosher HaKohanim means to whom they are sacrificing to. That's how he interprets it over here. Let's leave that. Hachal Amri Lefum Ginta Da Nana. According to the chashivas of the garden, so too are the caretakers. All right, but it goes on to basically explain is that there is a relationship of influence between one party and the other party. Let's go now into the next pasuk, which explains it in reference to Eretz Yisrael. Pasuk says, "We did the radak with the diak. Bas imech at." So the pasuk memhei says, "You are the daughter of your mother." Goyeles isha uvaneha. You detest, you expel the husband and her children. Furthermore, v'achos achoseich at, you are the sister, you are the brother of your sister. Asher goalu an shehen uvnehem, who have driven out their men and their children. Imichen chitis, your mother is a chitis. V'avichen emaru, and your father is an emaru. We already had before a few psukim back the idea that the way you behave appears that your mother is a chitis and your father is an emori, which we explained to mean, this pasuk is the mukar, that Sarah Imenu came from the nation of Ches. There was some blood of the nation of Ches in Sarah Imenu, and Avraham somehow was related to the nation of the Emoriim. However, Sarah and Avraham completely rejected their Yichus of Ches and Emori and became the Am HaNivchar. But by Klal Yisrael failing to go in the good ways of the Avos and instead following in the ways of the Canaanim, it's as if you're trying to go back and say that no, our forefather, our matriarch and our patriarch, they really were from the nation of Ches and Emori, who did the worst possible Averos, and we're drawing from their DNA, from their yichus, and want to follow in their ways. In other words, it's very powerful. Is that a person has yichus? Yichus stands for something. Zuchus avos, bris avos. But when a person rejects the zuchus of the avos and instead does averos, you're not just saying that you don't have zuchus avos. You're trying to repaint and to reimage your forefathers as Rishoyim. If this is what I'm doing, it must be because that my forefathers were not tzaddikim, instead they were Rishoyim, and I'm going to draw from their averos upon myself. Now here there are three different things. Here we have first over here that you first recall you the daughter of your mother, and then we refer to a sister, a brother of a sister, and then we refer to the theme of Imchem Chitis V'Avichem Emor. Let's see the Mefarsh, let's see the Mitzvah. Let's do the mitzvahs and we'll stop. We'll do the Rashi and the Radak tomorrow. But let's at least get started with this. Pasuk Memhei. Basi mech at b'masaych at nikeresh sha'ata basi mech asher hekia es isha uvanecha, who expelled, drove out her husband and her children. Haim, that is, what does that refer to? What is the symbolism? Malkom v'yeser ha'am. Your mother drove out the king and the people. Ritzon Leimar, Doime Ata B'Masecha La'Anshe HaKenani Asher Ba'Avoinam, due to their sins, Golu Min Haaretz Kemo Shenemar Vatoki Haaretz Es Yoshvecha. So you're just like your mother, and your mother, meaning the Kenanim, who have driven out due to their sins, they were driven out of their land. Their kings were killed, the 31 kings of Canaan, and the people were also expelled from the land. V'achos achoseich at, and this is very interesting, this refers to stone. B'masaych at nikeres sha'at achos, you are the brother of your sister. Who is the sister? V'hi sidom. Achos, you're the sister of your sister. B'masaych at nikeres sha'at achos achoseich v'hi sidom uvinoisech, and its suburbs. Asher ba'avoyim, due to their sins, hekiu an shehem uvenehem, their men and their children were driven out of the world, kisafu tam, because they came to an HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who destroyed them entirely. Imchem chitis, bisavosayich, due to your abominations, nearest kilu imchem yimadu hoysim bimnos ches, uchilu avichen hoyo me an shehem hamari, was from the nation of Amari. So here we're comparing Klal Yisrael to the Canaanim, We're comparing Klal Yisrael to Sidom Va'amora, and we're comparing Avraham and Sarah to Ches and Emori. This is the combination of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu views Klal Yisrael and how the people who give a mashal, those that are going to write Jewish history, are going to record the Yichus of Klal Yisrael. All right, we'll stop here.